Describe a time you made a complaint about something and were pleased with the result.
Do you think it's better to make a complaint in person or in writing? Which one is better when making a complaint, by talking or by writing? I'd say that it's always a better idea to make complaints face to face. On paper, you can only rely on your text, and there is no guarantee that your complaint will be taken seriously. In person, it's easier to make someone empathize with you. There are many techniques you can use in person to convince people to see your side. Body language, eye contact, and tone of voice are all tools you can use to your advantage when aiming for a favorable outcome. Do young people complain more or less than older people? Who are more likely to make complaints, older people or younger people? I think it's human nature to complain regardless of age, but overall, I'd say older people complain more. The older you get, the harder your life becomes as you lose mobility and autonomy. So it makes sense that elderly people have more to complain about, especially since the world is progressing so quickly in regards to technology. They probably find it hard to keep up. It must be difficult to feel like you're being left in the dust. So I can see why old people might complain more. What do people often make complaints about in your country? When are people more likely to make complaints? People love to complain about politics, the weather, bad Wi-Fi connections, bad customer service, and packages not being delivered on time. Now that you mention it, I'm guilty of this very thing. I've caught myself complaining about these things from time to time, too. I guess things not going our way sometimes is inevitable. And venting about it is a way to let off some steam and feel better. Why is it important for companies to respond well to customers' complaints? It is very important for companies to make their customers feel valued so they can continue to profit from their loyalty. These days, there are a lot of ways for customers to review businesses and their products online for the world to see. So if there's any foul play from a company, rest assured the disgruntled customer will be publishing a public complaint and taking their business elsewhere. How do people often respond to poor customer service? How would you react if you received a poor service at a restaurant? People often get very frustrated in response to poor customer service. Nowadays, we're all used to our problems being solved very quickly. We've been trained to expect immediate gratification. But not every problem can be solved quickly. And sometimes customer service is just incompetent. So when people encounter that, they usually get really irritated. I think if I got poor service at a restaurant, for example, I would probably be very annoyed. But I would try not to raise my voice at the waitstaff or throw a temper tantrum. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。